I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Actor and former Senator Fred Thompson is on his first campaign swing as a full-fledged candidate for president. He made it official last night on NBC's Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Senator Fred Thompson on the show tonight. He says he has something major to announce. Major to announce.
I'm running for president of the United States.
All right.
Today, Thompson is visiting the key early caucus state of Iowa. And NPR's Audie Cornish is covering the Thompson campaign. She joins us now from Des Moines. Audie, you've been watching the Fred Thompson campaign go through this testing of the waters phase, a long phase it was. Now it's official. What's the campaign look like? What kind of response is it getting?
Well, today they had the first event, the first rally, and I think that while early this morning the television appearance and the web video were about reaching the widest possible audience, now it's about the nitty-gritty of campaigning, shaking hands and stump speeches, and this was an opportunity for people to really hear from Thompson in person. And here's a cut of him talking about what were some of his key issues following his slogan, security, unity, and prosperity.
Decisions are going to be made on this next president's watch that's going to determine the course of our country for many years to come. And I am determined that we make the decisions that will leave us a stronger nation, a more prosperous nation, and a more united nation. And that's why I'm running for the presidency of the United States.
Thompson was speaking at a modest-sized rally here at the convention center in Des Moines. He's got half a dozen events here in Iowa over the next 2 days before moving to New Hampshire and South Carolina.
Now, so far, Fred Thompson has not spent much money. He hasn't appeared in any of the debates, but he's up there in the polls with the so-called leaders of the pack. How did he manage this?
Well, I think both his campaign and common sense would say that his celebrity as a television actor and movie actor has been carrying him so far. I mean, in a campaign bio video they played today, the voiceover calls the presidency, quote, a role only Fred Thompson could play. And I think right now they've got to follow up all of that celebrity with substance and with a message that people can get behind.
Now, some say that Thompson spent too much time playing footsie, that he got in the race too late. What does the campaign say about that now?
His campaign has long been saying that he is getting into the race right around the time people normally would and should be getting into the race, and that this all the sort of pundit conversation is just a consequence of an overly long primary season. The voters I talked to here certainly are interested in giving him a chance.
Adi, you talked about where he's going to be traveling next. You talked to the voters also. What are they saying about what they expect to see and hear from him as a candidate?
Well, if you listened to his video last night and then went online, you went to his website and just saw his slogan, security, unity, and prosperity. But you actually didn't see any detailed policy statements. You didn't see any formal platform. And I think that's something people are really yearning for at this point. He's been testing the waters a long time. And now that that's over, they really want to have a good idea of what he's about and really detailed ideas about his stances. And I think they're giving him the benefit of the doubt that that will unfold over the next few months.
Thank you, Audie.
Thank you so much.
That was NPR's Audie Cornish speaking to us from Des Moines, Iowa.